Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Evans Zininga. And today on Live Talk, we are discussing the U.S. elections scheduled for November 5. Across the country, about 14 million voters are members of unions, workers' organizations formed to protect their rights. But even though union members make up a small part of the American electorate, presidential candidates eagerly seek their endorsement. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports from Nevada, where unions have a powerful voice in this year's presidential election.
At a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris, excitement among union workers for her plan to end taxes on tips or gratuities that workers receive.
I know that Vice President Kamala Harris has a plan, a clear plan to end federal taxes on tips for us service workers here in Nevada. That's right. That's right. And that Donald Trump pretending he is the tipped worker's savior is a dangerous lie.
Former president and Republican candidate Donald Trump has also visited the city that relies on the service industry to promote his plan of no taxes on tips for casino dealers, waitresses, and housekeepers.
That is going to be adored by the employees, by all of the employees, particularly that don't have salaries and that they work on tips. That's going to be loved by them.
Trump has also earned the support of the Las Vegas Police Department.
The majority of our citizens trust law enforcement. And so if law enforcement says, hey, we believe this person has our best interests at heart, that they're going to keep you safe, that they're going to try and make our economy thrive, that people trust what we say.
Gramas has spoken about Trump's support for law enforcement at numerous rallies.
A man like Donald Trump and his campaign has always stood by us and said, no, I'm not going to bend to the winds of politics.
The endorsement of the tens of thousands of union workers employed in Nevada is eagerly sought by presidential candidates.
Harris also earned the endorsement of the local Teamsters Union. But the National Association of Freight Drivers and Warehouse Workers declined to endorse either presidential candidate.
Some voters here in Nevada see that as an important sign.
Well, they always went Democratic. So now if they're not doing Democratic, that means they must be leaning towards who? Trump.
But the Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas did endorse Harris.
Working class voters are smart. They're not dumb, and they are a little skeptical. But the problem with President Trump is that he lies, and he lies a lot. However, Vice President Harris, this is part of an overall program to tackle the cost of living.
And they're knocking on doors to let voters know.
We're just coming to see for Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Okay.
We're all voting for her.
Big corporations coming in and price gouging us on food, gas, you know, rent. So having, you know, the right candidate in office, you know, telling them the correct information, what I know as facts, that, you know, Kamala's going to be there for us, the middle class, the union members.
Union members here in Nevada, one of just a handful of swing states that decide the presidential election, could end up casting the deciding vote. Catherine Gibson in Las Vegas, Nevada, VOA News.
Young voters are looking to the United States as a model for improving their own country's electoral process with the elections 2 weeks away. Many Zimbabwean youths have identified several positives in the American system that they believe could benefit their own country. Some of the positives they are highlighting include the peaceful transfer of power, transparency, inclusivity, implementing efficient voter registration process to increase citizen participation and ensuring media freedom to provide unbiased coverage of elections. Ngatinzwei mumwe wechidiki valukuchitsike vemuHarare vavo vanoti Zimbabwe dai yakwanisa kubvumidzawo zvizvarwa zvayo zviri kunze kwenyika kuvhota sezvinoitwa muno muAmerica.
Tarisa sarudzo mabatsirwo esarudzo zvekuAmerica tinotarisa tinofanira kutanga tatarisa kuti ukama hweZimbabwe neAmerica hwakamira sei. Tinoona hedu kuti ukama hwacho hauna kunyatsodzikiti, asi tine zvinhu zviviri kana zvitatu zvatinokwanisa kudzidza mukuitwa kwesarudzo idzi. Sekutanga tichitarisa mabatsirwo evatori venhau nekufambiswa kwemashoko munguva yesarudzo, tinoona kuti vatori venhau vari kuita zvinhu vakasununguka. Hapana kumbunyikidzwa, hapana ari kumanikidzwa kunzi tauya zvakanaka pamusoro pebato iri. Vari kukwanisa kutaura nhau vasina bato ravakarerekera. Zvinhu zvatinokwanisawo kuunza kuno kuZimbabwe tikudzidza kuti mavuko pakuitwa kwemusarudzo vatori venhau vange vakasununguka vachiita basa ravo zvakasununguka. Totarisa zvakare panyaya yediaspora vote yatinoti isusu tichitarisa ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rwapera kubuda munyika vichitsvaga mafuro manyoro zvichienda kunyika dzakaita seUK neiko kuAmerica. So diaspora vhoti yakakosha kuti tikwanisewo kuita zvino munyika yeZimbabwe, tipewo mukana wazhinji vana veZimbabwe vakabuda muno munyika vachienda kune dzimwe nyika. Chechitatu totarisawo tichitarisa mabudiro anoita marisa patoti pachirungu maresults esarudzo dzekuizwa kuAmerica kuti ari polling station based achibuda maresults achionekwa nemunhu wese ari pajekerere. Izvi tinokwanisawo kuzvidzidza kuno kuZimbabwe kuti tibvise makakatano kana kutsutsuma kunozoitika kana sarudzo dzapera.
Asi kana tichitarisawo hurumende yedu nekudyidza neAmerica kwamanga muchireva kuya, munoona vachipfava here kusvika pakuti ichi zveshuwa ichi chinenge chakanaka ichi dai tatikwanisa kuchitora tatishandisawo musarudzo dzedu?
Chinhu chakanaka, hachina kuti chaitwa nani, chinenge chapane mundu wako. Chinhu chakaita sei? Chinhu chakanaka. Tirikuti isusu kukurudzira hurumende yedu kuti ikwanisewo kungodzidza zvinhu zvakanaka. Hazvito chete kuAmerica asi zvinoitwa mune nyika dzakawanda zvinoita kuti izvo zvikwanisa kuti sarudzo dzedu dzive sarudzo dzakachena, dzive sarudzo dzinotambirwa nemunhu wese.
Avo ndiva Lukuchitsike, mugari wemuHarare wechidiki, vange vachitaura naTobias Mudzingwa weStudio 7. Tobias abatawo mumwe mugari wemuHarare, muzvare Rumbidzai Mupofu. Tinzwawo kuti vanoti kudii vachiti Zimbabwe inyika yakazvimiririra isina zvakawanda zvekudzidza kubva musarudzo dzekuAmerica.
Aiwaka, isusu we are Zimbabwe. America is America. Whatever zvinoitwa kuku America, America is governed by government yavo. Isusu we have got our own government. So whatever they call kuti is democratic kwavari, it might not be democratic here. Whatever chatiri kuti is democracy in Zimbabwe, ikoko it can never be uyuyuka. Saka what I say is, ivo ngavaite zvavo, we can't copy nzira dzavo dzemai elections. Ivo they can't copy nzira dzedu dzemai elections because America yagare nozviona kunge nyika iri democratic. Nyika ine maelections asi ari free from violence, but you find with there was a time Trump chaiye akashutwa nzeve achiita macampaigns. But if you look at Zimbabwe, we don't even have a time yekuti tinotaura kuti pane presidential election or parliamentary election yekuti we can take not kuti nyingi the president was shot, nyingi was shot. So whatever zvavari kuita ikoko, we can't adopt that. Isusu, we are Zimbabweans, we are free, and tinotofarira whatever zvatinoita. Democracy tinayo, and there is no any time yatichakopa zvavanoita because we are saying kuti America iri democratic. Isusu nzira dzedu dzemaelections, we are proud of that, and we'll never adopt zvavanoita, and we'll never copy zvavanoita because this is Zimbabwe.
Muzvare Rumbidzai Mupofu wavo vari kwakare kuHarare vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya dzesarudzo dzekuno kuAmerica idzi. Vadari vedu vachigadzirira, let us take a short break. Please stay tuned. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now to discuss this, we are joined by Programs Manager for Project Vote 263 Zimbabwe, Mr. Obrail Tafadzwa Mavunga. We also have George Washington University postgraduate law student, Mrs. Chennai Muswera Kuyenda. Mrs. Chennai Muswera Kuyenda is a past Mandela Washington Fellow. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Let me start with you, Mr. Mavunga. You are in the election business full-time. What do you bring to the election table as an organization? Let's start from there.
I work with Project Vote 263, and I work with Project Vote 263 involves mobilizing young people, conducting civic education, and just doing work around elections, during elections, and now we're also engaged in the work post-election so that we can create an active voter base for young people in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Now that we understand where you're coming from, we know exactly what to throw at your hands. Let me move on to Ms. Muswera Kuyenda. The things I know about you, law background, and now you have the privilege of understanding both worlds, the Zimbabwe system, the USA system. What comes to your mind once we start looking at the US elections?
Thank you. Personally, I'm actually an apathetic citizen. Unfortunately, I've never participated in any election processes. Well, because of one reason or another, it's either I'm not in the country, my country, Zimbabwe, which I love very much, and obviously I cannot vote in America right now. But what I think of when I think of the US elections, are they democratic? Who knows? People are campaigning, people are talking about whatever they want to implement. But for me, it's always post-campaigning, post-elections. Whoever gets into power, are they actually going to meet or do what they say they're going to do, right? What they promise the citizens. It's all talk, talk. It's politics to me is just a business. That's how I feel. And each country has its own way of approaching their elections and approaching their systems and how they implement those systems. So that is what I think.
Mm-hmm. If quite a mouthful there you've just dropped. Let's move back to Mr. Mavunga. Any lessons learned so far on the build-up to the U.S. election?
Quite a lot. I think the United States seen is a beacon of democracy and how we can actually implement some of the things that we're seeing there in America. I think if we look at how the two main candidates are campaigning, it's something that we should actually implement here in Zimbabwe. In the previous month, I think in September, I saw statistics showing that the opposition candidate, in this case, the former president, Donald Trump, had more rallies than the vice president of the ruling party, Ms. Kamala Harris, which is something that shows that democracy is mature. And if we are to relate it back home in Zimbabwe, you will recall that in the last elections, in the 2023 elections, opposition rallies were being banned. So if going forward, if we can try to copy such good things from the United States, I think we can have a better democracy and a better way of selecting candidates that would want to represent us, even in the parliament or in the local councils. So I think we need to have that freedom of campaigns, freedom of expression from the political parties. And also looking at the freedom of the media, I think there are media houses that are leaning to the left, and there are also media houses that are leaning to the right. And you can actually see that there is a balance of both. You have access to information that you want, which is good. But here in Zimbabwe, traditional media is always leaning towards one side, and there is also the lack of exposure for other candidates. Here in Zimbabwe, we usually have maybe like over 15 presidential candidates, but there is only coverage for about two, if not three. So we also need to have that coverage of all the candidates that will be in the election. So those are some of the things that we're also seeing. And looking at the side that I'm coming in from, the youth perspective, we are seeing a steady increase of the young people who are participating in elections. I think since the 2018 midterms, there has been a steady increase. And that is something that we as people who are working towards the inclusion of young people in elections and electoral processes, we can see that we have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Let me move back to you, Ms. Muswera Kuyenda. Now, I picked up quite an interesting phrase in what you said earlier. Elections are just talk. That means there must be a lot, volumes of promises, volumes of subjects that are being discussed and talked about. What are the key issues you would say are on the table for young people as we go into this election?
Okay, perfect. You know, for the young people, let's speak of things like in Zimbabwe, just the high unemployment rate. Young people want to hear about jobs. We want to hear how the industries are going to be resuscitated. We want to hear about how we can actually have a hope to graduate and apply for a job and get a job, right? That's what young people want to hear. If not that, they talk of indigenization and entrepreneurship. But where's the capital? Where are we getting the finance? Where are we learning the skills to become entrepreneurs? Like, you know, back in Zimbabwe, it's agriculture, it's mining, right? Who is actually teaching me those skills where I can actually afford? Because if I'm not going to work and I'm going to start a business, where am I getting those skills, at least for free? Or at least even like on a payment plan, maybe even on a loan, right? So you find that in the West, people get loans. Some people say loans are not good, loans are bad. Some say they're good. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because it's a step that allows you to get to where you want to go, what you want to become in life. So that is what the youth want to hear. We hear a lot of, the future is youth. The youth are our future. But in which platforms, where have we seen the youth actually being the ones on the podium, the ones actually talking, the ones actually stating what is happening, what they are going through, what they need? So we are being spoken of theoretically, but practically, we are not nowhere in the space. Even if you look at organizations like the United Nations, name them all, they will talk about education, the youth, the future is the youth. But when you look at it, which youth is representing, which young person is representing when they have their conferences? They may invite some young brand ambassadors. Their young brand ambassadors speak. Yeah. But if you listen to those young brand ambassadors, they'll tell you that we speak, we tell them what we want, but we're not getting anything in return. 5 years later, where's the budget? Where's the money? What are you allocating to us? So for us youth, it's all about the money. We want money. We need capital to build our future. That's it.
Very, very interesting there. Maybe a follow-up question to that immediately before I move to Mr. Mavunga. If you look at Zimbabwe's system, I hear you've mentioned the United Nations, you've mentioned other organizations that young people are not fully represented there. Do you think in Zimbabwe young people are equally not represented, or are they represented, especially looking at positions of leadership, parliament, senate, council, whatever? What's your take on that?
Okay, with the new, post-election, we saw new people, younger people being leading, taking the forefront, right? We saw elections and nominees and candidates being elected. They said they're young people. I'm not sure because I haven't really been following up on how they are now helping the other youth, right? But for me, just giving a personal perspective of just the people that I've been around and the people that I've met, the people that I've met here currently, you see that it's a lot of these young people, young families between the 30 to 45, sometimes even as young as 25, right? Mm-hmm. They are just loitering, not just in the States, but anywhere in the world, people that I chat to. And everyone says, I wasn't represented, nothing was working, I didn't have a hope, I wasn't interested in ABC. So we might think of what is actually publicized when we read the news, when we read the whatever, when we read our social media platforms, right? The information that's out there is makes it seem like, oh, there's actually representation. But in the reality of things, what percentage is that? I believe it's probably like 3%, but where's the 97% of the people? So I wouldn't say people are equally represented. There is no place that you go on this earth where people are equally represented anyway. But what I can tell you is, in any case, the youth are all looking to leave. Those who are looking to remain, it's because maybe they've had some inheritance of some sort, or they are the ones that are equally represented. Or they are those who really just do not have the means to leave, or maybe just the last position would just be they have no hope, and or they have hope that something will work out. Hmm. So it's neither here nor there, potato, potato. It depends from where you're coming from, your background, what you aspire to become. Yes, because not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, right? Some people just want a 9-to-5. But if you're going to get a 9-to-5 that really pays you nothing, why stay? You'd rather just look for other opportunities elsewhere where you can get a decent salary. People just want a decent way of living.
Mm. You hear that, Mr. Mavhunga, coming there from Ms. Mskwera Kuyenda. Now, let me come back to you, Mr. Mavhunga, and ask you this question. You said Zimbabwe can learn, can take a page, can take a leaf from the electoral process in the USA. Do you think the US electoral system can also learn something from Zimbabwe's election process?
Yeah, definitely. First and foremost, I don't even fully understand the United States electoral system, how the electoral college works, and how is that democratic. I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. I think if we are to be serious, we need that one man, one vote criteria to be implemented across board. And I think that's one thing that the United States has to learn, probably. I have heard different engagement with other people, and they're saying it is functional in that perspective, it is functional in that way it is, but I don't see how democratic in that is. Looking at how other states get more electoral college votes that are higher than the others, so it's something that I think they can also learn from the democracy that we have here in Zimbabwe. And probably the other thing that they must also take from here in Zimbabwe is the issue of multi-party democracy. I think here in Zimbabwe we have quite a number of presidential candidates, quite a number of candidates across all the various elections that we have, which is a bit different in the United States. You only have two dominating political parties in the time. And the third one, but they always don't get to the election line as a talking point. But here in Zimbabwe, you always find 3 or 4, 5 or 6 competing candidates. So I think that's a democracy that we'd want to see, multiple views, where people don't just lean to the left or to the right, but there are also people who lean in between. So I think those are some of the things that they can actually copy from here.
Mm-hmm. We hear you there loud and clear. Coming back to you, Ms. Mskwera Kuyenda, let me draw you to a few specific issues that have been driving the campaigns around as the parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have been campaigning. There's been issues of immigration and abortion at play. Do you see those pulling votes in a certain way?
Pardon, do I see those?
Do you see these issues pulling votes in certain directions?
Oh, yes, yes. I believe so. I mean, America is made up of immigrants anyway. That's the majority of the population. And people, immigrants who are here just want probably, legal paperwork, legal documentation. So obviously that will pull a lot of immigrants to vote. So you'll find that definitely Trump has been talking about, if Trump gets into power, immigrants will probably lose their future, what they were thinking of doing in the next 5 years, because then maybe you have to return back to your country, or even just like employment issues and access to certain resources may not be favorable to them. On the other hand, Camila is talking about, as we have seen during their reign, that immigrants have really been in favor. I've even heard a few people talking about how short the process of getting a green card has been and all that. So definitely the issue of immigration and who is really giving favorable promises, I call them promises because until they are made, they are just promises, right? Who's giving favorable promises is the one who's probably going to attract a larger chunk of immigrants.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Mr. Mavunga, your two specific issues, I think these also have been very evident in Zimbabwe, issues to do with mental health of young people, issues to do with climate change at a global platform. Do you think they also have an impact on how voters will choose who to vote for?
Yeah, sure, definitely. I think the issue of climate change it's more topical and critical in U.S. politics more than it is a topic here in Zimbabwe. Here in Zimbabwe, it's not something that you will find on the top electoral issues, but it has severe impacts. Like we've seen the severe droughts we've been experiencing due to erratic rainfall patterns. In the El Nino-induced drought. But in the United States, it's something that is always on top of the electoral issues. I mean, in 2020, we saw how President Biden campaigned on the Green New Deal policy, where he was promising new green jobs and transition to renewable energy while it's creating millions of jobs. It's something that is typical in the United States. Mm-hmm. But here in Zimbabwe, it's something that is not that typical. And we also look at the issue of the mental health. It's something that is also coming into play in Zimbabwe, especially if we are looking at the issue of drugs and drug abuse. It's something that is directly linked with mental health. And it's a growing concern amongst all the people in Zimbabwe, especially after the COVID-19. Many people lost their jobs and many people fell into drug and drug abuse. And the issue of mental health is something that is not talked about enough in Zimbabwe. So I do think that it can be a very, very big issue in the upcoming elections. Mm-hmm. And even in the US, it's something that is actually on top of the election issues.
Those are
that can actually determine.
Mr. Mavunga, you are a preacher in this ministry, but time is not on our side. Thank you so much, lady and gentlemen, for being on the show today. We appreciate you for coming, and we also thank our listeners and viewers back at home. We will bring you another show tomorrow. And signing off in Washington, I am Evans Zeninga.